Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. An Israeli rabbi has called for the restoration of animal sacrifices on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Rabbi Israel Ariel, the leader of the Temple Institute in Jerusalem, has called for the restoration of animal sacrifices on the Temple Mount, even though the temple has not been rebuilt yet. And the rabbi said the fact is that the Temple Mount is in Arab hands must end so that the Jews may go on to the Temple Mount and offer these animal sacrifices. In biblical times, when the temple was on the Temple Mount, and especially during the High Holy Days, Jews from around the world would come to Jerusalem to offer animal sacrifices, and today everything is ready to resume these sacrifices. The priests are trained and ready, their garments are made, and the implements for the sacrificial system are ready to be used to follow God's command. The Israeli government and the Muslim world are the only hindrances to restoring these animal sacrifices. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
An Israeli rabbi calling for the restoration of animal sacrifices on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem is a precursor for the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this with me. When the Jewish temple was destroyed by the Romans in 70 AD, there ceased to be a place for animal sacrifices for the Jewish people so that they could follow the biblical mandate to offer sacrifices. Today, all preparations have been made to both build the temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem and then to restore the sacrificial system. In fact, the Bible does mandate a return to animal sacrifices when the Messiah, Jesus Christ, returns to the earth, Zechariah 14:4, to build his temple in Jerusalem. And that's Zechariah chapter 1, verse 16, and chapter 6, verse 12. Ezekiel 45 foretells of the sacrificial system being restored in the kingdom period. These kingdom sacrifices will be done in remembrance of the ultimate sacrifice by Jesus Christ, and in addition, the Jews will offer sacrifices at that time for the purpose of restoring fellowship with the Messiah. However, prior to the kingdom temple, there will be another temple in Jerusalem during the seven-year tribulation, with a return to sacrifices. That's Daniel 9:27, Matthew 24:15, 2 Thessalonians 2:4, and Revelation chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. A rabbi calling for the return of the sacrificial system today is indeed setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...